Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, it seems we need to brace ourselves for more bad news to come from the manpower sector. What can you do in the meantime in the face of such uncertainty? How can you stay calm and continue planning, so to speak, especially since even before the pandemic, one's career path could no longer be planned as linear? We get expert advice from our resident career coach, Adrian Chu, who is the founder and CEO of Career Agility International. Adrian, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure as well, Howie.
Thanks for joining us today. So it seems the worst is yet to come. How bad might it get, you reckon?
Well, the numbers haven't been looking good. In fact, if you look at it, the first quarter was about 3,000, second quarter about 8,000 people being retrenched, and these are the only ones that we are recording. So there are no signs of abating. We are looking at numbers are going to go up in the third quarter, we predict, because, you know, SQ just added another 2,000 people to that number with the last exercise they did. And right now, with the expiry of the job support scheme, we're going to see a lot more hitting the market in terms of job search, because we're going to see more retrenchment numbers, more retrenchment exercises going on, and we're going to see more people being retrenched. So it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
We also already saw 3 months from April to June, unprecedented high of over 80,000 employees, local and foreign, placed on short work weeks or temporary laid off. But at this point, are we coming, you think, where the companies have exhausted all those avenues to stave off retrenchments? You're saying the job support is expiring as well. That's got to have an impact, right?
Yeah, most definitely. In fact, we are seeing companies who have managed to pivot their staff into other adjacent areas of their business models have really done so in the past 2 to 3 quarters. So you've seen a lot of staff being repurposed, a lot of workforce transformation going on. But you're absolutely right. There's only so much you can do. And when, you know, rubber hits the road, end of the day, you got to make your numbers. And you know, businesses, they aren't charities. Ultimately, there are stakeholders you need to be accountable to. And you would have to let people go, unfortunately. So we are going to see increased numbers in the coming months ahead.
Lower skilled workers, it seems, though, disproportionately affected by retrenchments among locals. But professionals are in trouble too, right?
Oh, yeah. In fact, interestingly, low-skilled workers like mechanics and technicians with very specific skills that are in demand, for instance, like aircon repairmen, they're actually more job resilient than your garden variety executives, because many mid-career professionals who haven't quite been managing their career well, who have skills that are falling out of demand or maybe are in industries that are hardest hit by C-19, they're facing tremendous pressure hanging on to their jobs. And also when they've been retrenched, they've been having a lot of pressure in terms of finding roles because their whole sector is shrinking. So it's going to be a bad thing. It's going to take a while longer for them to land roles. And many have considered reskilling themselves, which is pretty good. So there are lots of plans by the government, by the Ministry of Manpower and SkillsFuture Singapore, which I find and I strongly recommend that these mid-executives have a go at it.
How else, though, can workers, Adrian, stay mentally resilient in the face of all this bad news? Because I also hear retrenchment numbers are actually hard to track accurately, so it could be actually a lot worse.
Yeah, in fact, the numbers don't show the full picture, you're right. Not forgetting recalcitrant companies who disguise their retrenchments as terminations as well. So the numbers don't show everything. But the reality is, no matter which industry you're from, even if it's an industry that's growing, everyone's job is at risk now. I mean, everyone's job has always been at risk, but more so now. Nothing is guaranteed. But what you can do is, for us, you can start making backup plans. Ask yourself, are your skills up to date? If I got retrenched tomorrow, who's going to hire me? Do I know the company that's going to hire me? Do I know the people in the company? And more importantly, do they know who I am? So start networking. And start making inroads into the backup plan. Start making inroads into the industries you want to pivot into. And find out more and just get ready, just in case.
You always make it sound so easy. Do this, check, check, all good. Adrian Chu is founder and CEO of Career Agility International. So Adrian, we've talked about this for some time, that the future of work is looking very different, even pre-COVID, and that one's career is no longer linear. So it's not a ladder that you climb up anymore. Like when we were kids, we also heard about, or when we were growing up and starting to work, there was the iron rice bowl to look forward to or something.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
these days, yeah, career paths are squiggly, so to speak. Jobs of today are an unhelpful predictor of the employment opportunities that will be available in the future, if any. So what can a person do at this point? How can a person plan?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. There are no longer straight, direct, clear career ladder or pathways anymore. It's a career lattice. It's going to move sideways. Sometimes you've got to move one step back to get two steps forward. So what it requires is a certain degree of career agility and being able to take action, asking yourself the hard questions. Like, for instance, if you're in your job currently, is there longevity in my role? Can I see myself in this job for the next 10 years or even 5 years? And if the answer is no, or what then should I do? So being career agile means that you have to learn how to adapt to the changing career landscape, the challenges that are coming up ahead, and not just avoid the threats that could be looming up there, but to be able to seize the opportunities that could be coming up. For instance, there are some very promising areas like in health science, or like in data analytics, or even digital marketing. So there are areas that are fast growing, and what we need to do is to stay ahead of the curve by deciding on a career strategy, which is a solid plan for taking your career forward, and then taking action. What we always believe is that you keep training, keep learning, and seek help from professionals, career professionals, if you can afford it. It's definitely worth the investment.
But career plans are only useful if, say, the jobs and organizational structures remain stable. Things are really unstable now. So how can we go about exploring those multiple career possibilities, so to speak?
Some people are terrified by that. Others are actually embracing it. They like the idea that that their careers are no longer linear, but there are other opportunities in there. So it is true. It's all about staying employable. Making sure that you're always in demand, knowing where the demand is going to come from, the demand for your skills, and making sure that you have those skills that could fit the demand and you're the best at it. So in terms of multiple career possibilities, there are many things that you can pivot into. So in other words, if you graduate as an accountant, you don't have to retire as an accountant. There's so many other things you can move into. So it's actually quite exciting and quite promising, especially for the younger ones.
One man's excitement is another man's fear, perhaps, Adrian. Is it different, though, for people at different stages of their careers? You're saying for the younger ones, the fresh graduates might have a better way of navigating their new career lattices, as you call them.
In fact, I don't envy the fresh graduates who are coming out into the market at this point in time. It's a scary time for them. But, our message to them is, don't worry, it's not gonna kill you. I graduated at the height of the 1997, the Asian financial crisis, survived and thrived, right? So things may look bleak, but you have to stay positive. The career strategy at different stages of your life, when you're in your 20s, it's all about learning. It's all about experimenting and maybe even making mistakes. But when you're in your 30s, it's all about accelerating and sinking roots and gaining domain mastery, gaining skills mastery, okay? Being the expert in where you are. And in your 40s, that's where you accelerate and you sink your roots and you expand and you grow and get better at what you do. And then at your 50s, the strategy is all about sustainability. How do you maintain the level of activities? How do you plan for something that's not going to kill you? Because when you're 50s, you don't want to overwork yourself, but you just want to be able to run at a certain pace. So it's all about sustainability once you hit 50s.
And the retrenched, let's say, what should they do?
What's most important is you have to stay very positive. Okay, the market's going to be quiet. The upside to it is what we are seeing now is that there are jobs opening up. Quite a number, actually. So it's not like dead in the water. There are opportunities there. We are seeing people being hired. But the only downside is that the competition is a bit stiffer. There are a lot more people who are out there competing for their job for you. So it's a lot better than having no jobs and a lot of competition rather than... So the market is still good. It's still getting better. Not at where we want it to be, but it's expanding and it's good. So you have to be sharp and in terms of networking more, staying positive, upgrading your skills, even right down to taking getting trained in how to ace the interview. Because right now, you know, you only have so many interviews, so you want to make each one count. You can go get interview training as easy as going on YouTube, seeing how it's done, or just learn a bit more from the people whom you respect, your mentors and such. So it's going to be a very rocky road ahead in the next few years. It doesn't matter really whether you're a fresh graduate or whether you're a mid-career professional or retrenched. It's going to be a rocky road because there's just too many changes in the market and in the mind space for a lot of employers and employees. So you have to stay career agile, keep learning, and most importantly for us Singaporeans, don't get too complacent. Because as a mentor once told me, nobody owes you a living. So we have to be very, very proactive and hungry.
Always inspiring and also a little depressing speaking with you, Adrian.
But as I said, things are going to get better. So just need to hang in there, be resilient, be tough. And we've been through 1997, we've been through 911, we've been through SARS 2008. We'll get through this again. And this time around, if we pivot properly and reskill ourselves well, I think Singapore will be very well poised for a future ahead. So I think I'm confident.
Adrian Chu, founder and CEO of Career Agility International. Thanks for your time, Adrian.
Most welcome.
This has been Career 360 on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.